Bitcoin has rallied in a stratospheric way this year. It has increased its value by more than 8 times. A lot of the reason why, people say, is because traders are placing a vote of confidence in blockchain, the technology underpinning Bitcoin. Here to talk more about what blockchain is and how regular companies are relying on this technology in non-hocus-pocus ways in any way. So whatever you think of Bitcoin, blockchain has become something very real. Here to talk about it is Bridget McDermott. She is vice president of the blockchain business development for IBM based in New York. Bridget, thank you so much for joining us. Can you just tell us, what is blockchain and how are regular companies using it?
So thank you very much for having me. Happy to talk about blockchain at any point in time. Blockchain is a trusted shared system of record. And what does that mean? Well, if you think about sort of every mob movie out there has a plot point around two sets of books. Well, there's a problem when people are looking at different sets of information. And whether it's because they want to commit fraud or because accidents happen, it's much better when you're trying to do business with someone to look at a single shared trusted system of record.
How do you get people to agree that this one system of record actually fulfills all their needs? Because as you said, let's say we were just talking before you came on that, let's say you're a big grocery store chain and you're placing an order with one of your suppliers. All right, you've got your inventory list, you've got your purchase order program, and now you've got to somehow connect that with your supplier, and they have their own system that they've been using because they have many other vendors. Is there a agreement? Is there a stage when both companies come together and say, aha, we can look to this trusted third party because it's open and it really shows you exactly what everybody's role is in the transaction?
So there's two parts that we need to think about when we think about blockchain. One is the underlying blockchain technology, which allows you to have this trusted shared system of record. On top of that is going to be a business solution. So one of the things that we're working on right now is a food safety solution, right? So this is saying, hey, as we look end to end at the food safety system, if there's a problem with salmonella and papayas, how do we find that in a couple of seconds instead of in a week? And we do that by having people put information in as the information is being developed, right? So the papaya leaves the farm. What time does it leave the farm? It arrives as a processing facility. What time does it arrive? What happens in the process?
Is that all entered by human beings, or is that something that can be done either by barcode scanning or by GPS tracking?
The idea here is to be as optimal as possible. And so ways that information can be done automatically through an IoT device, through a scanner, et cetera, let's do it that way fast. In other times, it's going to be more efficient to have somebody manually upload the information. But that's fine. As long as there's value for people in sharing the information, people will share the information. So the key with blockchain is not just to build a great technology, it's to bring the ecosystem together to see the value of sharing that information.
All right, so Bridget, I want to just play devil's advocate here. Why blockchain? Why not a spreadsheet? Why not pass around a spreadsheet that is sort of the hard copy of something and doesn't require as much energy as, say, blockchain does? Because with blockchain, everything has to be uploaded to every single place where it's stored, correct, at the same time, which is energy intensive.
Well, two things, right? One is with something like a spreadsheet or a database, you're always going to have somebody who can change the information. I think about it. I'm a true New Yorker. I love doing the New York Times crossword puzzle, right? If you do the New York Times crossword puzzle in pencil, nobody is impressed with that. Not even your mother, right? You do the Sunday crossword puzzle in pen, and everybody's like, whoa. And you can make mistakes. You can cross things out and fix them. But people know what information you have put in, and they realize what the data is.
Well, so there was a story about blockchain tomatoes. So is that basically what the most popular application of this is for the sort of grocer business?
I think it's one that has captured people's imagination, and it's one where collaboration, which is really important to blockchain, is possible because nobody benefits from bad food safety. Consumers don't like it. Retailers don't like it. Suppliers don't like it. Everybody wants food safety to work and is willing to work together.
The database, the blockchain database, as I understand it, is continually reconciled. In other words, it does not have a fixed time period that updates, and it's continuously being reconciled throughout the process, whether it's a financial transaction or indeed, as you said, maybe it's a shipping transaction. Something passes a certain geographical point.
As new information is added, the blockchain is updated. And so at any given point in time, the blockchain and the distributed copies of that should all be in agreement.
And distributed copies meaning that there is no one central repository, which means it makes it more challenging or more difficult for one nefarious person or group of people to alter that database.
Right. And that's what blockchain differentiates on, is there the collusion that would be necessary to change it is too difficult, too expensive, right? If you have something in a database, you can pay the database administrator enough money to change the information. If you have a spreadsheet, somebody can change it. If you have a well-constructed blockchain network with the right number of nodes, you are not going to have collusion and you will have a trusted system of record.
So let's talk about the financials here. Is it expensive for a grocery chain or Chipotle, let's say, if they wanted to do this? Would it be expensive for them to implement this type of system and to rely on IBM to do it for them?
We're looking at making this something that's accessible for everybody in the industry, right? There needs to be a value proposition for everybody, from a Fortune 20 retailer to a mom and pop grocery store, from a 1-acre farmer to a huge, 50,000 acre farm, to contribute data and information to this and to use the system. Because when we're trying to trace the salmonella or we're trying to trace the E. coli, we want the data. We need the data from everybody in the system. And so the system needs to be built so that there's a value proposition for everybody to participate.
Just quickly, is it necessary to always talk about Bitcoin with blockchain?
No. Okay. Bitcoin is a great use case for blockchain. Cryptocurrency in general is a great use case. But so is supply chain visibility, so is food safety, so is healthcare record keeping, so is secure voting. There are a myriad of really exciting use cases. When we think about the transformation here, our CEO says that blockchain will transform transactions the way the internet will transform the internet transformed communications. That is fundamental to what we think about in terms of business interactions, how industries, processes, businesses function. It's great.
Thank you very much for being with us, helping us understand a very useful and important technology. Bridget McDermott, Vice President of Blockchain Business Development at IBM.